Okay, great. Apparently I can. So good news. I'm learning something new every day about this technology, which is kind of brilliant. So I'm grateful to Mercury, which is in retrograde, as you guys all know. So the beauty is that things don't always work well, but also maybe sometimes they work better. Yeah, exactly, Remy. It's a bumpy ride, but you know what the beauty of that is? Is it really is highlighting that we are in divine time. I feel like I've been emphasizing for a very long time that we are, that we are in the middle of a transition. We're kind of at the tipping point. And at the tipping point of changing our entire system, an entire way of being. And it feels to me like this is going on now. Oh, give me a second for the recording here. Today is Sunday, June 21st, 2020. It is the new moon solstice with a solar eclipse. And as Remy pointed out, six planets retrograde. So there's a whole lot going on. And it feels like to me that, like I said, we're in divine timing. And sometimes if all these transitions are happening, they feel uncomfortable. The image that I'm getting and the sensation that I'm getting is actually in the fascia. And it's like old adhesion, old scar tissue just kind of being pulled away. Hi, Gloria. Hey. My pleasure. I'm really grateful for all of you. I love you all. So we're here in divine time. And it doesn't always feel easy. Although I think I'm gonna push that easy button right now.
That was easy.
To see if we can just kind of bring some of that ease into our transitions. But actually, it's a big transition we're in the middle of. And I say that because literally I feel like our systems, and it's not just the systems out there, all of those systems out there are inside of us. And those systems out there are reflecting us. So those systems out there are like everything is being highlighted about what's wrong with them. And yay for the easy button. I'll push it several times. If you want me to push it again, you just say, push the easy button, push the easy button. So well, what I'm feeling is literally the system issues out there have been going on internally inside of us since the beginning of creation. And it feels like we are in this evolving space of total transition. Totally shifting from one dimension to another. And we do that all the time anyway, yet we're not always conscious of it. But now it's kind of like it's time. It's time that time is interacted with, is worked with, is partnered with in a whole new way. And what that means is our calendars, our clocks, our 24-hour day, our January through December calendars, they're all a construct that we made up in the creation of our mind, and they're not going to go away easy, and nor should they totally be ripped away all at once. But we are in the place of that transition where all of that is shifting, and we're coming to this place of organic being. The being our true selves. And the biggest thing that the simplest thing, which is not always easy, and the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves is to bring ourselves to this place of breathing. Hi, Jackie. Breathing, 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 because it's almost like on some level, we have shut down that apparatus. We have shut down the apparatus of breathing. And that's our life. That's the Spirit that flows through us. And without that, we don't exist. So this is really saying, wake up. We're all in the middle of a big wake-up call. And this wake-up call is saying, okay, it's time for us to shift. It's time for us to be totally different. Hi, Kaymay. Time for us to be real. Be real. As real as we can be, as this vibration of light that we are, and bring it into our tissues and into our bodies. And really, it feels like the in Hindu, actually in Vedic medicine, not Ayurveda, but in Vedic philosophy, they talk about different guna levels, and tamas is the most physical, the most tangible, the densest frequency, the slowest vibration, and that is our physicality. And our physicality is where we've kind of brought in, we've kind of had these wonderful, beautiful ideas come down through our consciousness and do something with them, but we haven't consciously integrated all of that. And so we've been like kids playing in a sandbox without thinking about everything else and everyone else that's in the sandbox. Because from the greater perspective, we are all one. So there is a dichotomy in our consciousness that says, wait, if we're all one, then why do I have to worry about all these other people out there? They're me and I'm them. So why do I care? They'll just kind of come around to my way of thinking. And that's really being thrown up in the air in a lot in our media and in our world. So the breath is necessary. And it's the one thing we withhold the easiest. So that actually is the easy button. We have been using the easy button to hold our breath. So let's take a few deep breaths together, okay? Let's just take 3 deep breaths, your own breaths. Just take them in through your nose and out your mouth and into your belly and out your belly. And just do your own rhythm. Almost like a circular breath, just bringing it in and transitioning up. I'm going to do that with you. Hi, Sonia. So as we breathe, let's also incorporate, let's take a couple more breaths, and let's incorporate the body talk tapping of the head and the heart and the navel, okay? So take a deep breath in and out. Tap your head, deep breath in and out, tap your heart, deep breath in, tap your belly over the belly button, okay? I hear you, Jackie. I see you. Intent to build my team and move it forward. So, it's that, I don't know why I asked for more clarity in your intent. So that we can energize it. the way it deserves to be energized. Hi, Marla. So it's included in here, Jackie. Intent to build my team and move it forward. And anybody else have any intentions, feel free to please put them there. I really wish I could hear you. That's the one thing I miss about the conference call, or see your faces. So I only have the chat here to interact with you. So if you have an intention that you want to put out there, do. You can keep it with yourself, and it will still be included. If you put it out there, though, I feel like it allows us to consciously, collectively energize it. Aha, somebody just came on the conference call. Hi. So, are you there? Do you want to actually state an intention? Just say hi. No? Okay. So if anybody on the conference call wants to say something, wants to put an intention out there, hit *6 to unmute yourself, okay? All right. Forgiveness. Great. I'm bringing people together to get my business going. I'm hiring people. Okay, Jackie. So what you mean is attracting the right people, meaning not right and wrong, but the right people to help, to have the same intention in their heart as to what they would like to represent and offer to the world. Am I correct? And forgiveness, Sonia, thank you. Forgiveness, yes. Forgiveness, and there's a whole new representation for forgiveness. When we forgive, it's about freeing ourselves, and we're also giving ourselves forgiveness and giving others forgiveness. So in a way, if you think in terms of time, which is interesting because we'll work in a whole new way with time, that you are actually going forward in your timeline and giving yourself forgiveness. And that includes the world around you, because the world around you is another representative of you. Stay in the present, Linda. I love the way you put that, Linda. Yes, staying in the present, Linda. That's beautiful, because really that's what we want to do. We want to stay in the present as who we came to be, because that's really the way that we can fulfill whatever our destiny is. The only way that we can offer the services and the gifts, offer our presence to the world, offers the ability for other people to offer their presence. Okay. Mandy, I want to feel balanced and efficient in my endeavors and partake in my passions. Breathe into that with me, Mandy. And as you breathe into that, can you feel joyful? To allow yourself to be balanced and present and efficient. Nice. So I'm just saying these out loud, and I'm just adding any thoughts, and anything you want to add is perfect and wonderful, and we're just going to see what shows up as we work through them and with them and as them. So, yes, I am energizing everyone's intentions. Jackie, connecting with people who can communicate clearly. The ones who can't are leaving the area. The area of you? That's great. Okay, got it. Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Fill my own shoes. Yes. do what I'm here to do. Yes, I want to just kind of jump up and down for that. May it be easy and fun to take the action steps, learn, grow, lead, and share. And may I add, Lisa, rather than just fill your own shoes, fill your own face, fill your own skin, fill your own fascia, fill your own energy field. Be present. So that's what I want to energize for you today. Yay, Mandy. Francis, thanks for the cheering. And you're welcome, Mandy. So, you know, what's been coming up for me has been interesting as far as intention. Yes! You know what, Lisa? I pulled a bunch of angel cards and everything today before the session because for some reason, right before this session, all the anxiety started coming up. Before, like a half hour before the session, before I went online, it was calm. Yay, Mandy. Good, good, good. It was calm and peaceful inside of me. And as soon as I went online, I started feeling all this anxiety. And I was like, what is that? I don't know what's going on because I've been avoiding the news. Because most of the news to me, quite frankly, is a person's perspective and biased, depending on whose filters you're seeing through and what the agendas are. So I'm not interested in other people's agendas. I'm interested in a deeper agenda. No agenda, actually. So, yay. Lisa, what I started to say is I drew a card today, and it said, no apologies. So, yes, no apologies. No apologies, meaning no apologies for being who you are. We've all made mistakes. And we'll make more, I'm sure. Because that's part of the human condition. But the key is how readily are we able to bring ourselves present and go, okay, yes, with grace and love, with grace and love. That's my only intention, grace and love. Earlier this week, I was thinking about, you know, what do I want? What is my intention? And I really couldn't get clear on my personal intention except that I want our world to wake up. I want to wake up in a world where we are harmonious in our differences. We're harmonious and joyful and creative and playful together instead of fighting. So grace and love, that's it for me too. Grace and love for our world. The resolution of our history as it has been played out and the ability to move forward. Yay, regeneration. I say new generation. Thank you, Linda. It is sort of a regeneration. It's basically generating new. You know, every 2 years, we have a different body. In fact, I found out recently, every 22 months, it's probably a whole lot less than that. It's just that we don't have the machinery, the technology yet to prove that. Because we all seem to need proof outside of ourselves. I'm going to do a lot of air quotes, apparently, today. It's not about proof out there. It's about the proof in here, proof in the heart, the spaciousness of the heart. And I'm feeling like opening the heart. And this sounds a little odd and gross, but it kind of has the image of heart surgery. And it's like opening the chest, which is rough. And that's what we've been doing so far. We've needed this violence, because actually heart surgery is a violent endeavor when they have to open up the chest like that. We've needed violence to open our hearts up till now. And I am praying that, not praying, I am intending, I am asking for the loving grace that comes with the ease. Not so much as, making it so easy that there's no gift received in that, because we all came for certain gifts to be revealed with us, but easy so that we don't have to lash out and hurt one another. So we're working with the heart field, and it's like I said, I saw that image of the heart surgery, but I also feel like I'm pulling out steel wool out of our heart fields. And this steel wool is being pulled out of the front, but it goes way, way back into the back, way back through history. So it's like this long line of steel wool, that kind of texture vibrationally, that abrasive, rough, cutting, injuring energy, that harshness, that abrasiveness that we've been living up till now. And really, honestly, everything that's going on in the world right now is simply revealing that. You've all heard me talk about, well, many of you have heard me talk about revelations, and I really do feel like this is a time of revelations. It doesn't mean the end of the world out there. It means the end of the world as we have lived it up till now, which allows the heart to open and that energy to be let go, dropped off. And when I say dropped off, it's not even a part of us anymore. Never really was. It's just that it has always been there since the beginning of creation, Jill. Exactly. So it was kind of written as a storyline, as a script in our DNA, and I feel like we're being re-scripted. Same thing as regeneration, Linda. I feel like we're being re-scripted now, newly scripted. And what that means is, in the genes, we call it epigenetics, it's like I see there are markers that we turn on and off, and we can do that by becoming aware of them. Or we can do that, by becoming aware of them, and they will work with us. Not always so easily, depending on how we are working with them. Are we trying to force something, or are we trying to lease us, or are we trying to work with them? And this is where I feel things are changing. I have come to realize that I am partnering with the world around me. I partner with my computer. I partner with my phone. I partner with the animals and the wildlife and the nature around me. I partner with all of you. Exactly. I'm partnering now. And that's what we're being called to do. Partner. And it's really about that remembering, pulling in those pieces of us that we've scattered along the way, that we've lost along the way. And those pieces are all of us. Every color, every race, every species. So it really is not about forcing. Lisa, I haven't really been able to come to my intention during this time. Surrendering to God will seem like I'm sidestepping and not doing my part, not to force. Surrendering to God would be like living in Rome and Greece, which is what we've been doing, actually. So it doesn't matter what our religions are, we have been living the myth. And we've been living the myth of a white man with a beard somewhere in the heavens playing chess with our lives and with the god Ares and in the planets, in the stars, creating wars because in the myth, the god Ares and Mars are warmongers. But that's not true. We have misunderstood, and we have misunderstood all of these myths and all of these spiritual doctrines have been rewritten to suit certain agendas as they were rewritten. So, yeah, it's not about forcing, Lisa. It's about being present. And so here's the dynamic. In masculine and quality feminine, masculine and feminine qualities, we say a masculine quality is protection, but it doesn't mean go out and start a war. It doesn't mean pick up a gun and kill somebody because they come to your door. It doesn't mean any of that. Protection means being so present as a man or as a woman with her masculine activities, because the masculine is out there energy. It's the proactive energy that goes out there and does things. So it takes action. It takes action. But the proper masculine quality of divine quality of masculine is to be so present. Yeah, thank you. To be so present that the actions happen through you. And you don't have to figure them out. That's the head brain. That's the head brain trying to figure things out. That's what the head brain does. Not to make it wrong, but that's where we've been living. We've been living in our heads so long, we've disconnected from our bodies, from our hearts, from our guts. So the masculine quality is, yes, protection. It is outward action. And it is from a place of being so present that the action just happens through you, male or female. That's the masculine quality of protection. The feminine quality, feminine is often considered passive. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. So, Karen, breathing from the belly, from every cell, core support like a conduit, earth energy to flow through feet up to the belly, to the heart, to the head, and out through. Thank you. Yes. When you're fully present, the protection just is there. The boundaries are just there. You don't need to build walls. The boundaries are there. So they don't get violated because there's no reason to violate them because you don't have anything to butt against. It's the butting against. Yes. And the intuitive action is the feminine qualities. And the feminine quality is, we're considered, feminine qualities we associate with women. And it's really about being, what's a feminine quality? Passive. So feminine quality is considered passive. But you know what? Passive, the way it's written, is not meant to be non-moving. It is meant to be present and magnetic. So just like the masculine quality is outward, the feminine quality is inward. So it really is still very dynamic. Both are very dynamic, but they're dynamically active. I'm not going to call them forces. They're dynamically active presence. It's how dynamically actively present are we? In our magnetism, and in other words, in attracting that which we want, that which we prefer, and how dynamically present are we in our actions from our intuition, from right action, not right and wrong, right action meaning optimal action that just happens through us. So it's bringing all of that to light, to bring it up literally through the core of the earth, through our bodies, through the energy and up and around, and yet being present in our individual biospheres. We're our own individual biospheres. So, calling in that clarity through the breath. And again, tapping it into the head and to the heart and to the gut brain, because that's the, like I said, we've been like walking heads. With an irony of walking heads, how often have you heard, she's in her head, not in her body? Hello, this brain likes to think it's who we are, and it likes to think that it runs the show, and sadly, up to now, it has been running the show. And it's not to make it wrong. It's to just to show how disconnected we have been from our source. And it's time to reconnect to that source. Not that we've ever been disconnected, but it's time to remember that we're connected to that source. It's time to bring that light to life. and just radiate it out in the world in such a way that you become so present that everything you need and want shows up, and you represent that to everyone you come in contact with, because they see, there's no jealousy. When we are present, there's nothing to be jealous of, because it's not coming from a place of competition. It's not coming from a place of comparing. It's coming from a place of presence. And when one presence meets another presence, it just lights up the world around it. And when you light up the world around it, there's no room for all of this anxiety. There's no room for all this bitterness and hatred. There's only room for love. Of Course in Miracles says there's only love or a cry for love. And all of the apparent violent actions out there throughout history, throughout time, throughout now, are coming from a place of a cry for love. And it's because we've forgotten that we are always, always, always connected. And we are given this gift of this life to play out a certain story. And we get to choose. But we've forgotten we get to choose. So we've created separation, anxiety, victim, perpetrator. It's time we wake up. So with that in mind, I'm going to go to the brain parts. And I'm going to go to a formula that was done in for Rama recently, and we're going to do it today. And it's working with the thalamus and the brain. And the thalamus is the sun. So this cosmos is not out there. Physically, it's represented in our bodies by the thalamus. I mean, by brain parts, by body parts. Yes, irradiating happiness seeks love. Yeah. Being present, being clear, being heart-centered is what we all need. And when we find ourselves getting knocked off balance, and we will, because it's just part of the dynamic of now and the times, because life is not a static equation. We do not achieve bliss. I know many people think, oh, we achieve bliss, and that's it. We do not achieve bliss and stay there. That's static. That's death. No matter how blissful. There is an ebb and flow of the tides, and ebb and flow of the oceans, and ebb and flow of energy. And it's learning to ride that wave and be with that wave as it shows up and as we show up for it. So, thank you, Sonia. We're going to go to the brain again. I'm going back to that thalamus, and that thalamus has 16 functions that they've identified. And keep in mind, this is all science. This is all metaphysics, and it is all representation. It goes much deeper. But in the brain, the thalamus is the sun. So that is like your sun sign. What we're going to do is work with the front of that thalamus and the back of that thalamus, which is working with the past and the future. And we're going to link it with the doubt factor of the thalamus, which has to do with that part that has been playing havoc in our lives and causing doubt and dysfunction. But it's a purposeful function, doubt. It is that pause of reflection that says, wait a minute, am I present right now? Is this true? Or did I get sidetracked and knocked offline to a different trajectory and someone else's idea of what I'm supposed to be? So we're working with the past and the future and the doubt factor in the optimal way. In other words, setting it up for that pause and reflection so that you can actually discern the right step, the next right step. Then we're linking that to a part that's like part number 8, and this part actually has to do with sort of, it's the planner and reasoner and organizing. So it's the organizing principle of that, of your sun sign, of your thinking process in your brain. And then we're linking that then to the hypothalamus, which is your moon and your autonomic functioning. Hi, Barry. And so we're balancing your subconscious and your conscious on all different levels, physical, emotional, mental, and all of the variances in between them. And we're going to run this as a program between new moons, between this moon, new moon, and the next moon, new moon for everyone here and everyone here in, energetically, to help integrate our past, your past, future, and present to bring you more present and to bring you to more, to clearer action, rather than reaction. That brings me to, we're going to link that to the amygdala, which is Mars, back here in the frontal lobe. And the amygdala is that Mars dynamic on your inner chart. It's also programmed by the time you're 4 with all of those subconscious belief systems and habits and patterns that came in through our DNA, that came in through our history, that came in through past lives, dimensional lives, and all of our cultural programming by the time we're 4. And through 7, but 4 is the primary number. Okay, so linking it to that, so that means to run this program recursively for everyone every day so that it helps to bring clarity to your past, future dynamic and bring you more present to discerning where you are each moment, including the breath and tapping. So that, and it will happen every night while you sleep at around 3 a.m., which is long hour, which is appropriate in terms of, not that I need to explain all this, but I feel like it would help you guys. Thank you. You're welcome, Lisa. So not that I need to explain it, but I want to kind of give you some explanation so you can kind of, so this brain can relax. So we bring it to work on everyone around 3 a.m., unless you're not sleeping. And 3 a.m. is the beginning of long hour in Chinese medicine, and 3 to 5 a.m. is long hour. It's going to run from 3 to 5 a.m. for everybody. So it's running through the peak of lung down to the other side. And it's appropriate in terms of lungs are the yin of yang, which are yin of the large intestines. So it's taking in life and letting go of life. And this whole COVID-19 dynamic is, they talk all about the respiratory dynamic. So it's really bringing that to clarity. And the lungs in Chinese medicine are about grief. And there's a lot of congested grief in the chest blocking the heart of societies. And blocking actually the hearts of societies. And it's kind of like I see it so congested here that at the diaphragm it's blocked and it's all dark and black and it goes the whole way up over the head. So it's like our heads are in this cloud of a black fog all the way down through our hearts. And that's what we've been trying to maneuver through without knowing that we've been trying to maneuver through it. So it's bringing clarity to that and dissipating all of those historical habitual patterns and belief systems that have kept us running the rat's wheel, running the wheel of the rat race. And there's nothing against rats. I love rats. Bless their little souls. We put them on that wheel just like we put ourselves on that wheel. So it's working to clear all of this out while you sleep, and it's linking to the head, heart, gut, brain, individually, actually as a whole. Head, heart, gut, brain, so whole brain. And then linking that to the prefrontal lobe, which is that newly evolving brain that is growing over the frontal lobe. And apparently hydration. So everybody, if you have water, stop and take a breath. Take it, take a breath and take a drink. Because I'm going to hydrate that part of the formula and let that settle in. Okay, then. Pineal pituitary. That's the feminine and masculine. We need to link them and run a simultaneous program on them, linking them to the globus pallidus, which is like Jupiter in the heavens and in the brain. Nice. That's beautiful. I actually see that really as like bringing the feminine and masculine into, because Jupiter is, and for you astrologers out there, hi Vic, well, you astrologers out there, it's you know this, but Jupiter, correct me if I'm wrong actually, that Jupiter is the benevolent planet, so it's like people really want Jupiter highlighted in their charts. So I see the globus pallidus as highlighting that masculine feminine dynamic, and all this recursive program is all part of that formula going on for the next through the next new moon, to bring the feminine and masculine into more harmony and those divine qualities that I spoke of earlier, to bring us out of those qualities that we have totally misunderstood and miscomprehended about what it means to be masculine and feminine, and the fact that we all have masculine and feminine within us, feminine and masculine qualities. So it's to harmonize those feminine and masculine qualities within each of us and within our group. And that is going to go where? Everybody pause and take a breathe break. I feel like we need space. So there's a sense of what I talked about earlier, spaciousness, like what we talked about in the heart. Being created in the mind. And I hear mind field, just like the battlefield, the minefield, it's a mind field. In other words, it's like we've been tiptoeing through our minds and detonating explosives of all of the crap, quite frankly, that we've been fed and that we have taken on as our own. And it's like deactivating those minds in the mind field, deactivating those explosives, reactive patterns that keep us dehumanized and at war. So ironically, it's like deactivating, and now I'm getting a pain in my neck here, in my shoulder, deactivating those minds, those explosive reactions in the brain and in the conscious and subconscious, and actually it's going through conscious, subconscious, subconscious level of the mind. So it's like subconscious is where most of our programming is. Yeah, not true. subconscious is where a lot of our programming is, and a lot of our programming is in the subconscious, which is, it means we hit it so deeply inside of ourselves that it's buried so, so deep. That we could never see it. And the way that we talk about it in body talk is a lot of those patterns in the subconscious mind are patterns that happen with what seem like totally unrelated events in our lives and in our history. And yet they come back to a similar belief system and pattern. So it's like they've come to this unrecognizable pattern. So a lot of us have done a lot of work on ourselves, and we've dealt with a lot of subconscious patterns. But there are these other patterns that have mutated. Interesting. I'm going to say thank you, COVID. It's like they've mutated into this virus that is unrecognizable because it happened at different areas of our lives that seem totally unrelated. But brought us to the same conclusion, which we took on as a truth, when it was simply a conclusion that we came to, or our ancestors came to. I'm going to give a simple example. It's a practical example, but it's the simplest example I can think of that comes to mind at the moment. As we have to grieve the loss of many souls that have left this world due to COVID-19. In my case, I need to forgive those who created this terrible time. Yes, Sonia, and you, there is a dynamic where if you breathe into that, I don't know if you have the belief system, we are one. And if you do, then there is a need for all of us who have that belief system, we are one, to acknowledge that if we are one, we have projected that out in the world as a way to wake ourselves up. So that's the forgiveness of out in the world and of ourselves. And my heart goes out to you and to everyone. And what I would say is, this time seems terrible, because it has revealed what has been terrible since the beginning of time, and it no longer can be hidden. There have been so many things that have been going on behind the scenes of our minds. This is a subconscious, subconscious programming. I'm glad you heard that. This is that subconscious programming that I'm talking about, that it is so deeply hidden by ourselves that we think it's somebody else out there, because from our limited perspective as our individual self, it seems like there's somebody else out there. And I won't deny that it seems like there's somebody else out there, because in my world, I seem to be in a partnership, and I seem to have friends and family, and I seem to love wildlife. I seem to have preferences about the way the world is. And yet, if I feel like I am one, I believe in the I am presence, that we are all reflected rays of the light of God, then it's just, if we all recognize that, then the rays come together and the light just shines as one. Now, our brains and our subconscious minds fear that intensely, because we think of that as a death. We think that our physical body will die. We don't know, so we imagine that. So we create monsters, and we create terrible times instead of being present and keeping our hearts and our minds and our arms open to embrace whoever and whatever is in our field, whoever and whatever comes our way. To embrace them and to remember there's only love or a cry for love. The people with the biggest guns and with the biggest checkbooks, quite frankly, the biggest bank accounts, the biggest appearance are probably the most afraid, because most of us haven't gotten beyond our infancy or our toddler stage, and we're still reacting from those experiences because we cut off those parts of ourselves. So we need to embrace those parts of ourselves. We need to. I love Ho'oponopono. It's a really beautiful practice. And some people have shortened it, but I'm going to give it to you as it came across. Yeah. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And thank you. If we can repeat that over and over and over again till we finally understand and embrace what it is that we're saying, then our world will transition. Our world will change because we have changed. Our world cannot change if we keep seeing it and expressing it and interacting with it in the same old way. Lisa, being present to keep our heart, mind, and arms open to embrace anything that is in our field. Exactly. If you guys have never read the poem by Rumi, it's one of my favorites. Look it up, or if you want, I'll post it on the New Moon page, or somebody else can post it on the New Moon page. It's called Guest House by Rumi. And he was a mystic and a poet a long, long time ago from Persia. And he was very wise. Oh, thank you, Lisa. I didn't even know that. It just comes out. Yes. Yeah. So if you haven't read the poem Guest House, I highly recommend it. And maybe I'll just put it on the New Moon page. I may have put it there before, but I'll put it on again in the group page. Yes, Guest House by Rumi. Because it basically says a lot of what I'm saying. It's welcome anything, any feeling, any emotion, any thought, any situation that comes your way because it's come this way for you, or it wouldn't be there. This is all happening for us, or it wouldn't be happening. I truly, that's a belief system I do have. I truly believe that it is all happening for me, or it wouldn't be here. It is all happening for our time, for each of us, or it wouldn't be here. All we have to do is be able to embrace that. Doesn't mean you can't say, this is not okay. It would be insane to say, a lot of this is okay. It's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, we don't know the bigger picture. There's more we don't know than we do know. And a lot of what we do know are lies, misperceptions, falsehoods that we created for a survival mechanism. And they were passed on or told to us by other people, and we took them on. And you know what? What just occurred to me, so this is going to be part of this program as well. A lot of the belief systems that we take on have to do with this dynamic of fear of fitting in. So we're working very much including the senses in this program that's going to be running, which is sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. So that is the way we interact with our world, the way we sense our world, the way we see our external environment, the way we hear things, whether they're words or sounds or vibrations, the way we smell things, like this stinks, or, ooh, that smells really good. That's how you know which way to go. And the taste, the taste is not only what we're taking in terms of foods and taste, it's what words are we spitting out there? What taste are we spreading in the world? Are we spreading bitterness? Are we spreading anger? Are we spreading a putrid dynamic? Or are we spreading sweetness? And sweetness doesn't mean play nice. When the heart is really open, it doesn't mean you're always going to say nice things. But when you say it from a place of presence, you can say whatever you want to say, whatever comes out, because it comes out so clearly that there's no disputing it. There's nothing to butt against because it's coming from clear presence. So I encourage you all, cry when you feel like crying. Scream when you feel like screaming. Laugh when you feel like laughing. And stay present no matter what comes at you. And I guarantee you, it's a bit like, I'm not a surfer, but when you're in the water, when you're in the ocean, and by the way, we are in the ocean. We are in the ocean of life. So when you're in the ocean of life, there are all these waves that are coming your way. And you can either fight the wave and get caught in the riptide and possibly drown, or you can dive into the wave and ride it to the shore. I want us to dive into the wave and ride it to the shore. To the shore of a more humane, harmonious planet where we remember the qualities of being human, actually. I don't know if I've said this before or not, but there is, if you break the word human up, hu is another word for God, and man simply means manifested. God manifested. Humans are God manifested. That's what it means by in the likes of God. Yes! So, it's about stepping into that presence of, why am I here? Why is this showing up for me? Those are good questions to ask for yourself. If something shows up that distresses you, breathe into it first. Breathe into it first. Is the program we're running to balance masculine and feminine? That's part of it. It's balancing masculine and feminine. It's balancing past, future, present. It's balancing filters of the mind. Yes, Hu equals God. It's balancing filters of the mind. So it's those senses. Yes. So it's not man, woman. It's manifested. God manifested. And man simply, they change the words around. Man is simply meaning manifested. You know, the species of humans. Yeah, that too. All that too. Like I said, the filters of the mind, the lenses and perspectives. And not just externally out there, but also internally. So it's going to help with those past situations, those dynamics where we thought things were a certain way and they aren't actually. So I'm going to give you this simple example that I actually started to say a while ago, and this is going to seem totally at random and silly, but it's not. So, you know, these traditions that we pass along. People live and die for traditions. And there's nothing wrong with traditions as long as you are allowing yourself your traditions and allowing others their traditions. side by side. There's a great movie I just watched last night on Amazon Prime called Dough, D-O-U-G-H. Highly recommended. It's very slow to begin with, but it really talks about a lot of the stuff that's going on right now about prejudice and all of that, but it's so beautiful in the way it's resolved, and it shows how alike we are, no matter what we look like or who we are, and it shows how we can come together and overcome our own barriers and our own predispositions and programming. So, and this example that I was talking about is, there's a simple tradition of, you may have heard this story before, but there's a Thanksgiving tradition where this woman was making her famous roast. It was passed down from grandmother to grandmother to grandmother to grandmother, and they would always buy this big roast, and then they would always cut off both ends. They would kind of just waste those both ends, and they would put it in a pan. And everybody just did it without asking anything about what that was and what it was. And finally, one woman did it, and she said, "Grandmom, why do we do this?" And her grandmom said, "Well, the pan wasn't big enough in the past, so we just cut it off, and so it'd sit in the pan." And yet they were doing it generation after generation after generation. Yes, Amazon Prime, Dough, D-O-U-G-H. Let me know what you think of it. I loved it, actually. I might watch it again just because it has some really funny parts in it. So the thing is, traditions are great until they're outdated and until they're no longer useful or no longer serving. And they're no longer useful or serving the moment they start devaluing another. So it's time for us to become present and to relinquish a lot of our old program, but that doesn't mean relinquish our past. That means integrate our past, and that's going to be part of this program from the Body Talk perspective, helping us to integrate our past. And I'm going to encourage everybody, if you will, daily, just breathe into this program. All you have to think about is the new moon session and this program. Just breathe into it and tap your head, your heart, and your navel. And do that daily between now and the next new moon. And let me know what happens. And if you really want to take it a step further, tap out your cortices. Actually, let's end by tapping out our cortices. And if you, there's a video that I did, and I'm happy to pass on to anybody. And there's also, you can go on the IBA website and or my Body Talk and Beyond website, and there is a video of John doing the cortices. So let's just breathe together and tap out our cortices, and we do that by, I'm just going to do it with you, okay? So take one hand, hold the base of your skull, and take a breath in and out and tap your head. And in and out, and tap your heart. And in and out, and tap your navel. And then you move your hand up a hand position, and repeat. Head. Heart. Navel. And another hand position, next one. And you can tap on your hand. Head. Heart. Navel. And one more. Head. Heart. Navel. And the forehead, head, heart, navel. Then take the heels of your hands, place them on your temples with your fingers toward the back of your head, and just hold and breathe in and out. Then let go with one hand and tap your head and breathe in and out. Tap your heart, breathe in and out. Tap your belly, breathe in and out. Put your hand back and then take the other hand down and breathe in and out. Tap your heart. And your navel. And place your hand back and just take another breath in and out. And that was to implement what we've already done, but it really was to just kind of refresh you guys with cortices and to help tap it in to the three brain system to get this going. So let me know if anything comes up over the next month, and I will connect with you guys all again on the next moon. Thank you. I love you. Keep bringing yourself back in presence. And before you take any actions when you find yourself upset, as we're human, we will find ourselves upset because there's a lot going on right now. Before you take any action, head, heart, and gut, and think about this session or tap cortices in order to reactivate over the next month. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Rhonda. Thank you. Hi, Nicole. Thank you. Linda, it's hi. Hey, you're welcome. Linda, hi. I love you too. So before you actually take an action, every time you take an action, I highly recommend you just pause. And take three breaths. Yay. You're so welcome. You're all welcome. I'm very thank you to all of you. I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful to be here, and I'm really grateful to be here now with you. All right. Good night. I love you. Breathe. And remember, come back to your heart. Bye. You as well, Linda.